I can't tonight. I have a date, I blurt out, remembering David. The dating app. The creep who isn't a creep. Yet. I haven't met him, so that judgment remains withheld.
A date? Will asks, intrigued.
Yes, a date. You know that thing where you go out with someone who has no intention of really getting to know you, and you spend the entire time eating bread that doesn't taste good and trying to decide whether to initiate rescue text sequences with your mom.
That's your idea of a date?
That is my actual experience of every date I've had since college.
You're dating the wrong guys.
He holds my gaze for just a little too long. I look away. I have to keep fishing in the pond if I ever want to catch a different one.
If that's the way you talk to your dates, I am beginning to understand why they all turn out so badly.
Hey!
What?
Don't accuse me of being a bad date. I'm a great date. I always Google the guy in advance and read his LinkedIn profile. I make sure I don't wear super tall heels in case he lied about his height on his dating profile. I also don't reveal that I'm secretly tallying all the microaggressions he's sending my way. And if he makes it to dessert, well, I falter.
You never make it to dessert, do you?
Will asks, eyebrows up. He drops them quickly, wincing. Well, it's not that I don't. He doesn't.
He ditches you?
No. It's just that he always has a thing.
A thing?
A work emergency. Or a dog with a twisted bowel. Or a grandma in the ER.
How many guys use the twisted canine intestine thing?
3. I sit down and sag against his desk, elbows sliding forward, fingers deep in my hair. I looked it up. There's an entire subreddit devoted to inventive ways to get out of a bad date.
And yet here you are.
He leans against the edge of his desk,
trying again.
I'm a masochist. His eyes gleam.
Maybe you should start your dates with that line. Hi, I'm Mallory Monahan. I'm a masochist. You definitely make it to dessert.